People might be wondering why on earth I have why feminist immigration policy will save the West up there. This is a joke that we made that went a bit too far. So me, John, and Carl were on our way to the Academic Agent Conference, and apparently he also inspired my Tony Blair No Tie Tonight. But we were driving in the car, and I mentioned how I called the TERFs normal people, and Carl was upset. So we decided to come up with just ideas that could unify these two sides, and we started joking about immigration policies, and I made one, and then it turned out to be a good idea, so I thought I'd present it, because why not? Anyway, first thing to say is probably the females in the audience are going to hate this by the end of this talk, and the males are going to love it. That's my prediction. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so, first thing, what are the problems with mass immigration into Britain? Oh, that's gone quiet, hasn't it? Anyway, so let's get into it. So if we can go to the first slide, please. An opinion. So there are a few examples which we could say in Britain are negatives of mass immigration. So we're going to focus on the negatives first instead of the positives, just to make the point. So first, of course, we have the Pakistani rape gangs up and down the country, which is a import. It is not a native creation. So there's also other types of gang crime. You could say like Caribbean machete gangs in London, or Albanian drug cartels, or Albanian people smuggling, or Albanian... You get the point. Let's go to slide two, please. I thought we'd talk about the economic impact. Anyway, so I mean, you could argue there's economic impact of mass legal immigration. So you could talk about the truck drivers from Eastern Europe who came over and suppressed the wages for so long and now have gone back and the wages have gone back up. Just an example of some guys in a truck. I think it's in South Africa, actually. They're being shot at because South Africa problems. Anyway, you could also talk about the housing shortage within the UK that we have that is primarily, if not entirely, caused by immigration because we don't have a replacement rate above 2. But whatever. We'll move on to the cultural issues. Slide 3, please. So you could talk about ethnic enclaves, or you could talk about the fact that mass migration makes pretty much every city in this country look similar or the same. Foreign gods? I'm going to leave that one there as that, anyway. Language barriers, identity crisis. Allahu Akbar. And also, as a result, hate speech laws are imposed on the native population, which is not a British thing, but it has become a modern thing in modern Britain. Anyway, let's go to the next slides, because there are other issues that face our civilization. So we have the replacement rate here. So just the fact that we don't replace ourselves, so that's considered an issue, low fertility rate. And also the fact that left-wing parties use immigration as an anti-democratic action against native voters. Next slide, please. Just an idea. I mean, you can see there, I mean, this is, as you can see from the source, from the Labour Party. So that's them. We featured this before, but I just want to point out like the difference between Judaism and Islam there in voting patterns. Very stark. Jews not a big fan of Jeremy Corbyn. I wonder why. So then we'll just look at the current system we have. So if we go to the next slide, please. This is just a summation of just me doing a bunch of research in the office about what our current system is and just a generalization of the situation. So you can travel here for transit, you can travel here for work or settlements, settlement being the one of most interest. Amazingly, you can get a tourist visa to this country for £95, and apparently you can stay for like 6 months or something. I don't understand that. Like, we went to Russia, and what was it, like it wasn't 500, it was like 200 quid or something we had to pay to get it done, and we were there for a month maximum, and then you just had to leave. But anyway, just a thing in my head. But apparently the cost can go as high as about £2,000 if you're going for some of the more pricey options. So how do we curtail those issues mentioned currently? So if we go to the next slide, we have criminal background checks that we do, and we also have the fact that we have international terrorist coordination, deporting foreign criminals, because as the situation in Asda showed, we don't. Some people will get that reference. We also have barriers to work visas in this country, so you have to have, thanks to Priti Patel, she gets a lot of stick, but she did pass this, so this is her glory. You have to have a minimum salary of £25,000, approved jobs with a certificate of approval, an English proficient. I can't pass it. Suka. Anyway. And also there's an additional fees that tot up to around about £3,000 if you want it. So this is also the Integrated Communities Action Plan here, which, yeah. This cost us £50 million to do. So that's another cost to keep in mind. I thought I'd go through this for a minute because I read it. I turned to Carl because, like, the way our desks are. I was just like, you have to see this. Because some of the ideas that the Conservative Party have about integration is mad. So we go to the next one here. So we have a quote from them talking about trying to teach Bangladeshi women English, which who can disagree with that? That's a major problem in the UK. It needs to be fixed. Then the Tory party does the Tory party thing and becomes leftist. So we go to the next one. We have diversity quotas because I'm a conservative. Can't do the click right now. And if we go to the next one, we have group... Sorry, I've written my notes in a weird way. Oh, yeah. The group will advise, so a group they're setting up, and challenge the government on tackling Islamophobia. This is going to be a media group. They're going to set up to advise the media. They will also develop guidance for editors and journalists to tackle unnecessary negative portrayals of Muslims in the media. What's an unnecessary portrayal? People have their own views on that, so let's leave that there. So we'll go to the costs, so the costs of the current system. Lots. Just gonna leave that there. I think the number's cut off at the top there. It's like 13 billion or something like that. And as you can see, mostly on public safety. One way of putting it. Anyway. So, we ask ourselves the question. These are the problems, these are the costs. How do we improve our system? What is the ideal immigrant? Go to the next slide, please. People playing in the audience, who's that Pokemon? So, the ideal immigrant is one that commits no crime, one that is not a nonce, and is not going to Allahu Akbar themselves. So, there's also the other problems, as I mentioned, will not undermine native labor, integrates themselves into native norms, and integrates their children into native norms. And this is true for any country that wants an ideal immigrant, not just Britain, of course. You're half right. The perfect immigrants already exist. Next one, please. Females. If you would like to watch the rest of the live event videos, please go to lotuseaters.com.